And the world continues. Generation after generation, children are born. Life continues on. And that curse that God had mentioned all those years before about death almost had to come to fruition. Of course, we're aware of the tragic death where Cain kills his brother Hevel. But if we pay attention to all the people that are subsequently born and live incredibly long lives, we find that a long time goes by without another death. Adam lives for 930 years, and he sees his son, his grandson, great-grandson, great-grandson, great-great-great-great-great-great. Adam sees 8 generations of descendants, 9 generations are born. The 10th generation is a man named Noah. And there's something special about Noah. He's the first person who's born after Adam had died. Which means until this point, everybody who had come into the world lived fabulously long lives. Perhaps had heard long ago that there was a Garden of Eden and there was a curse. But as time goes by, who really believed it? It wasn't a part of reality. Life goes on and on and on. And then something happens. The person who the curse was placed on, Adam, he dies. And at this point, Noah comes in the world. And maybe there's a sense at this point, that's it, we're safe. Adam got his punishment, but the rest of us, we're safe. Now, I'm not claiming he's the only one who had died till this point. We'll notice by the birth of Noah, there was another person who strangely disappears, a man named Hanoch, who actually seems to be the first person who died naturally. But he was young and he was different and maybe he was righteous and God took him, and perhaps God took him because he was too good to be with everyone else. But as far as all the other people go, life goes on and on and on and on. And what message do people then receive? The message would seem to be, you're going to live very long, maybe impossibly long, or maybe you'll even live forever. Which means the motivation to behave because of the fear of death doesn't seem to exist. One of the interesting teachings that we find is Rabbi Meir says, when it says Tov Ma'od, God says that everything is very good. He wrote in the margin of his page, Tov Mavet, death is what's good. And for us, it's one of the fears that we live with, the fear of death. What would make Rabbi Meir say that it was good? Perhaps the knowledge that there is an end helps people accomplish things while they're still alive. But if people felt they can live forever, then why do I need to do something today or for that matter tomorrow? I can push it off almost for an impossible amount of time. But now with the death of Adam, they may have felt the opposite. It's true, Adam died, but he was deserving of death. He was the one who God cursed. The rest of us, we're safe. We can go on with our long lives and indulge ourselves. And we don't need to follow rules because we're going to live forever. Which means, you know, it's interesting that people today, when they're teenagers, and perhaps maybe a little bit older, there is this feeling of invincibility. They feel they're young and they feel they're going to live forever. And maybe when we get a little bit older, we begin to sense some of the aches and the pains and the reality of lives, which do have limits to them. Maybe when somebody lives 700, 800, 900 years, as we see by the early chapters of Bereshit, maybe these people were like teenagers when they were hundreds of years old. Maybe they felt invincible. Maybe they've felt invincible even as the years go by. And maybe they feel that rules don't apply to them and there are no rules. And that is the world that Noah enters into. He enters into a world with these long, indulgent lives full of immorality, full of lack of decency, full of people trampling upon rights of others. Because there seems to be no permanent consequences. People can do whatever they want and nothing would happen. There was only one problem, of course, and that is that God didn't agree. And as much as the people look of Noah being a hope, a new world, maybe a world without death, Noah actually enters into the world and death spreads all over. And this whole generation and all of these people disappear. And God decides we're going to start all over again.